You ever happened to Mr. Ripley? Mr. Ripley, or Ripley's Believe It or Not? Yeah, he's always looking for new ideas to put on the show. Looking for things to impress people with. The bizarre, the disgusting, the rare, the intriguing. So Ripley's out on the road, you know, staying in the hotel, and he's in the lobby, and he's about ready to hit the street. And he figures he'll step into the men's room a second and make his bladder gladder. So he steps into the men's room and steps up to the urinal there. He's draining the vein, and all of a sudden, as he's standing there, this other guy comes up to the urinal next to his, and he looks over, just, you know, how you do. He's kind of out of the corner of his eye, and he realizes that he's looking at the darkest man. The darkest man he has ever seen in his life. And then he just casually happens to glance down and notice the hydraulics are white as the driven snow. And Ripley's happy. He's going, my God, man, yay! Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. I have found something unique here. I'm going to take you with me. I'm going to pay you a fortune. You are going to be rich. You are going to be famous. You're going to see the world. You're going to be in my show because you, sir, are a phenomenon. And the guy says, I'm not a phenomenon. I'm a West Virginia coal miner on honeymoon.
Nobody else has the Grease Man, because nobody else has the tuna. The Grease Man on DC 101.